Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So, I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
Yeah. My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
Thank you.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors, and she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to ball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up and listen to the radio show, as I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. Well, right now, we have the virus going on in all these cities and states and countries around the world. So in Las Vegas, there's no live entertainment performances in the casinos on the strip in Las Vegas. So I'm the only performer performing in Las Vegas. That's right.
so you can sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and listen to the activities that I planned for you. I have the entertainer. I am the entertainer of the year, and I have the best show on the planet. So sit back and listen as I put together this great show for this Tuesday, the 8th of September, the day after Memorial Day. And we didn't even celebrate Memorial Day yesterday. I didn't even have a tribute to the memorial. So today is the 8th, and we're getting on with the month of September. Hopefully school will be good, and the kids will enjoy themselves in school, because school is back in session, y'all. Okay, well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's kind of cool out here. It's about 98 degrees. The sun must be blocked, and it must be cloudy skies, because it's not hot, but it's warm, and that's real interesting. I got the weather report, and it said it was going to be like 105 degrees, so I don't know. I'm looking up at the sky, and it's a little cloudy, so I'm thinking that the sun has been blocked by the clouds in the sky, and that's what's keeping it from being hot down here on the planet. But that's okay. We can handle some cool weather in Vegas for a while, even though I was understanding that it was going to be like 100 to 120 degrees every day for the next 2 weeks, at least. So I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I got short pants, I got a T-shirt on, and I'm sitting outside, and I'm thinking I should go get a jacket or something to put on my arms, because it's not cold, but it's not hot either. So I don't know. I'll be out here for an hour and 15 minutes. So I got to survive the weather. So anyway, I don't have any sports, no news to talk about. So DJ Papa D, let's go directly to a commercial break, and I'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
See, in the neighborhood, we had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was an only child. And he lived with his mother and his grandmother. And they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player. But he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at, because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
Thank you.
you're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me six tacos? Well, they charged me for six, because it should have been $5.16. And when they charged me $1.70, did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got French fries and I got a drink, right? $5 and $2.19 is $7.19. So they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft tacos extra. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy. G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money. Urge me. This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. Yes, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So thank you for listening to today's radio show. I appreciate all of the company and all of your friends and family that you've told about the radio show, and now you're all sitting back waiting on a good story. Well, before I tell you a story, I have my friend G Money, the Pimp Comic, is in the studio, and I think he has a joke that he wants to tell you. He told me one, and I hope he tells the same one, because it was really funny. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for G Money, the Pimp Comic. Well, thank you, everybody in Radio Land, everybody that's listening to Storytime with G Money. It's a great pleasure for me to be in the studio and able to tell you a joke or two. I have a short story that I want to tell you, and it goes like this. There was a woman that was living in a high-rise apartment complex. She was living like on the sixth floor. And she went up to the roof and laid out a blanket and undressed and stripped down to being butt naked. And she laid down on the blanket to suntan. And while she was suntanning, she went to sleep. And she rolled off of the building. And when she was falling to the ground, she was screaming and hollering. And the man on the fifth floor walked out on his balcony, and he caught her. And he said, "Ooh, baby, you looking good. Can you give me some head?" And she said, "Hell no." So he dropped her ass. And she dropped down, and she's screaming. And the guy on the fourth floor caught her. And he said, "Hey, baby, you're looking good. Can we have sex?" And she said, "No." And he dropped her. And she fell down, and she's screaming and hollering. And the guy on the third floor caught her. And he said, "Oh, baby." And she says, "You can have sex. I'll give you head. I'll do whatever you want me to do." And he said, "Oh, you're a trump and a whore." And he dropped her. And she went all the way to the ground and hit the ground and splat. And she died. Now, the moral of the story is, if you give up a little booty, you may save your life. Da-da-da-da-da. Right. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Tommy. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. G, thank you for letting me tell my joke, my little story. I like that a lot. So I'll have another one for you on Thursday. And it will be a goodie. All right, Radio Land, thank you very much for your attention. Now back to G Money and his radio show. Yeah, man. Oh, that was really good, G. I think I heard that joke before, but I liked it anyway. It was a good one. All right. All right, DJ Papa D. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And then the next time we performed, I came out with my cape wrapped around me, and they got some girls sitting in the back of the auditorium, and they got money they're holding over their girlfriend's head. So I go to her, and I put my foot up on her chair, and I wrap my cape around her, so that nobody can see her, and I'm playing it to the audience like, "Oh, my God." And I'm just loving this, and I'm like, "Oh, yeah." And I'm playing to the crowd, and this girl reaches in and grabs my dick and my nuts, and she pulls my dick out of my G-string and starts talking on it.
Scoop it up, scoop it up. Hey! Paintball.
So we jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit, I'm lost. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 Bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A., and the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com, and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A., and record 16 bars of your best lyrics, and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. So, support G-Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G-Money. Yep, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So I'm welcoming you to listen to the show and hear the stories that I've recorded for your listening pleasure. So, if you're ready, it's about time for me to tell you a real interesting story. All right, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for their listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, I went to college at University of California at Davis. And I had a girlfriend. Her name was LeJean. And she got a track scholarship to come and go to school at UC Davis. So when they had a track meet at the university, I went to the track meet to see her run. And she ran the 200 and she ran the 100. And when she ran the 100 first, oh man, she was smoking. She won the race by about 3 or 4 steps. And then when she ran the 220, she lined up in the block and took off the block. And she won the 200 by about 5 steps. And I was impressed because that was the first college track meet I had ever been to. And later on that afternoon, we had the intramural game. It was track season, so we were doing intramural track. So I got my fraternity involved in the track meet, and myself and 3 other guys ran in the 4x4 relay for my fraternity. And then my roommate and his brother and 2 other guys that were track stars in San Francisco, and they decided the 4 of them would represent San Francisco, and they would run in the track meet. And then the football players put together 4 guys to run on the football track meet. And the football team consisted of 2 running backs, and they had a white boy that was a wide receiver, and they had a big lineman that ran. So we set up in the blocks, and the first leg took off out the gun, and it was pretty even until they handed off to the second man. And the second man was running, and he handed off to the third man, and I got the baton at the third man, and I was running. And I just knew I was going to catch this guy that was ahead of me, because he was like about 5 yards ahead of me, but I was closing fast. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, I got you. You're mine. And I was running, and I was catching up with him, and I caught him, and we passed the baton to the 4th guy, and San Francisco took off, and they were running. And the San Francisco dude had taken the lead, and then he kind of slowed up. Like, he didn't have to run hard because he was running against this big dude that was the football player's anchor man. And they were hollering to him, run, run. And out of the blue, the big dude came flying down the line. And they were coming down the straightaway, and the big dude was running. And he caught up with the dude from San Francisco, and he walked on him. He just walked on him. He just walked on the dude from San Francisco, and everybody was hollering, run, run. And the big dude ran and hit the tape, and he won the race. And everybody from San Francisco ran over to their anchor man, and they said, man, how come you didn't run? And he said, nobody told me that the big guy had wheels. And the big dude graduated from UC Davis, and he ended up being a lineman in the NFL playing for the Cincinnati Bengals. And he became All-Pro, and he was inducted in the Hall of Fame. Anthony Munoz, yes. Anthony Munoz.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I wonder.
So I made it back to the train station. But all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me.
I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm gonna roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, a Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G-Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So I hope you've enjoyed today's radio show. It's Tuesday, September 8th, and it's the second day of the week. And I'll be back on Thursday with some more of my outstanding radio show entertainment. But we're not through.
because the clock on the wall says we got some more time to share with you with some other activities. So maybe we can play a song until we get another story or another comedy short prepared. So, DJ Papa D, can you play I'm G Money? Can you play I'm G Money? And then we could play a comedy short or a short story. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You can always get money. So it was like cash and carry. I had a Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang. OG Money. The Pimp Comic. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me, and I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner, and
people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh, yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud. It was quiet. It was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
That's how that was rolling. I was rolling all over the city. I was rolling too sharp. I was low riding for real, people. All over the Bay, all over L.A. Oh, yeah, I was low riding real tough. All right, now I want to play another one of my songs. It's called I'm G Money, and it's about a fundraiser I did for the Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser at the Playboy Club. So let's play that song for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. G-Money, come on now.
Gucci money. The blue dot. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Oh, wow. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than you. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G-Money. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G-Money. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money if I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl.
Oh, yeah, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I can put it down, girl. Yes, I can. I can take you there. I can do it like that. All right. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to get out the air chair and go somewhere. But I have one more song that I want you to hear. So, DJ Papa D, play the song for the contest. I'm a comedian from L.A. Play that for our listeners so they know the beat that they have to rhyme to win the contest. And we'll be back to shut the show down in a minute. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one.
Come on,
I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on, now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one.
Come on, now.
Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on, now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show.
Come on, now.
So I opened the show, and it went all right. And I did it real big. And then I met Gladys Knight.
Come on, now.
Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall. And then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball.
Come on, now.
Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on, now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar. And I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star.
Come on, now.
And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on, now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio. And I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know?
Come on, now.
You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on, now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere.
Come on, now.
I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show, 'cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on, now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud.
Come on, now.
So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on, now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Yeah, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And, well, the clock on the wall says it's time to go. So we'll be back on Thursday for another version of our TV, of our radio show, for your listening pleasure. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can hear my show. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my in-home studio, for being the engineer for the radio show, playing the music, playing the stories, playing the comedy shorts. Oh, yeah, he's a big help. So I want to thank them, and I want to thank my listening audience for being there and making my show possible. So thank you very much, and I will see you on Thursday. Make sure you stay safe, wear your mask, and wash your hands, and watch social distancing of 6 feet or more, and try not to be in a crowd of more than 10 people at a time. And that way we can stop spreading the virus, don't you know? That's how we do it. And I got to go. I'm out. Good night. Now, let's pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white
and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.